Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio from the Venice Festival. We're here in our studio on the Lungomare Marconi. I'm Angela Cerbi, and I'm here with Navina Sato of the Sardinia Film Commission. Good afternoon, Navina.
Hi, thanks for having us.
So, how are the things going with your film commission so far?
Pretty well. I must tell you, it's very exciting to be back in Venice. It has been 5 years ago when we launched here in this platform the existence of the foundation, and the film commission was really at the very beginning. We had no real funding, and things seemed more like a challenge than a reality. Today, 5 years later, we got incredible results. So last year only, we assisted more than 161 productions.
Wow.
In 2016, including everything from, you know, TV series. We got launching a new TV series on the Italian national television for Lux Vide. Up to all the radical projects that, you know, we are green junkies, so we love to
promote
sustainability in every corner of our daily routines, as well as the launching of the new initiatives, including, you know, a new interest on the video games and web platforms. It's very exciting to be here in Venice where this year with the launch of the VR new section, which is definitely something that is highly in demand and very interesting for our territory, where there is a very strong reality of ICT and investment on new mm-hmm. technologies. But again, I mean, you know, this year we are here with short films from very well-known authors like Salvatore Mereu, which was 5 years ago with Bellas Mariposas, and now he's going to present a film on immigration, a very short film for a special event in Orizzonti. As well as very exciting, a new generation is working on animation and cartoons. And tomorrow we will have the the initial dance with Nausicaa, this special event at SIC, the WIC International Critics selection, and it's going to be by Beppe Vigna. Everybody in Italy knows Beppe for his commitment and work at Bonelli, which mm-hmm. is a very well-known publisher for graphic novels and comic books. And now seeing him involved in this totally new project and career, it's very exciting. Just to say that, yes, we are doing a lot.
Really a lot?
We are doing a lot. And
how can you find time to do that?
It's the commitment of a very exciting and motivated young generation of professionals, some of which got training everywhere abroad. I mean, we got returns from Dublin, London, people that worked in the US and then are returning to Sardinia. And it's not only in our industry, which is, you know, started mainly as auteur cinema and now is instead building, you know, a new production company. So the awareness of a system that has to be stabilized and learn to financially support mm-hmm. themselves with sustainable economic models.
This was my question. I mean, You said at the beginning that 5 years ago the main problem was funding, because you started with no money, basically.
You know, yeah, there was a little bit regional money.
Yeah, but not enough. How did you work to increase your funding in order to be able to do all the stuff that you said?
Look, there is, first of all, the region has a regional law dedicated to cinema that started in 2006. And thanks to this law, there were high financial support developed mostly in 2006, 2008. Then the crisis hit and then the finances disappeared.
Course.
But then with our work, also the other regional institutions started to cooperate with us. And for instance, the money we found for the sustainability project was from the EU dedicated to green energies. Mm-hmm. So you just have to really become highly inventive. And as you know, we have a background. I mean, I come with a producing background. So you search the money wherever it is.
Oh, so you know how to do it.
Absolutely. I mean, me as well as all the other colleagues and partners that are working at various levels, both in private and public institutions. At the moment, you see there is, I think the funding is out there, just doesn't have the label cinema or mm-hmm. audiovisual industry on it. So you got to really become highly inventive, involve, I personally believe in these, constantly the private investors and the companies, because there is no way that our environment will be saved if we don't have a very consistent investment of the public funding together with the private one. So I am in favor of defending a more mixed model for the fundraising. And I think that the results are very visible, you know, not only in our region, there is a new generation of film commissions that are now run by former producers or people that have a very strong background in producing. So you treat your office like a very, you know, radical production company.
Listen, Navina, how do you work with the producer that come to you? I mean, how do you select projects? If you do selection, how can a producer to get in touch with you?
We have the very first contact is fantastic because we have the possibility of spending some money to fly people in Sardinia and see what we're talking about. Both if they have a very clear project and they're seeking for location or talents, and we basically support them at a creative level at the very beginning. And then we, of course, reinforce the possibility that the project then is financeable through the regional incentives. We have a very strong regional fund that is an average of 1.5 to 2 million euros per year for all the phases, from development to promotion of the film. So you really have, and it doesn't make a difference between documentary or feature films and short films.
But can you double financing in different phases? I mean, on the same project?
Yes, of course. There is always the rule of state aid is always pending, then it's always there, but you can definitely participate at various levels. The idea is that for the regional funds, the film has to have a regional interest, so there must be a very direct connection to the region. But our funds as a film commission are additional, and they are a typical cash rebate selective process. We guarantee hospitality expenses, and we also have, and in Venice we will present a new fund with the city of Olbia. We already have an existing one in Cagliari. Cagliari is the capital of the region. So the idea is that the production companies and producers are involved also in selecting professionals locally, and there is an increase of not only of the performance and the level of competence, but of the international capability of our professionals. And I think this is very interesting because, we had a very well-known rows of few established directors, and that was it. Mm-hmm. Now we can propose, directors, actors, musicians, incredible. Tomorrow Romeo Scaccia is coming back from a successful tour, or I remember last year we had Paolo Fresu, and they work also music composers, as well as, of course, the traditional below-the-line professionals. We're working on the English of everybody, so that's a process that is ongoing.
Well, this is a process every single film commission in Italy is ongoing.
And I think, what we are, I mean, of course, I'm an optimist, so I like to see this as a process that is not a unique case, but it's a diffuse practice. We see that there is a higher level in the general standards of the service. Of course, there is the instability of our economy, there is the instability of the public administrations that have to constantly change regulations, but it is very exciting. And honestly, I'll tell you, for Sardinia, which is a place that I invite everybody who's listening to come and visit, including you.
Oh, I know it.
Yeah,
I know.
No,
oh,
do.
Yes.
And it's beautiful because we are, our investment in the promotion is going so beyond the idea of, you see the pictures, of the beautiful landscape and the nice marine, beaches and summer locations, that are actually convincing the locals to feel more empowered to promote their own winter activities, the religious. There is a great possibility for amazing backgrounds of events and social events that participate actually actively in the production when the production comes to town, and that's really great.
So you are a very busy woman.
Which
are the projects you are busy with now?
Well, this year, and that is the shift from last year, we got a lot of very big productions coming in, as from the Brian De Palma. We got we are in preparation of Sorrentino, and we also of course love to see now we're following the editing of the Laura Bispari film that was just shot there. So the difference is that the productions that are mostly already very oriented to the international market are have a very stable relationship with us now, so we're not anymore the unknown region that nobody really understand what they can do. But now
then you're an island too, which is not
we're mixed. An island, but
doesn't make it easy.
No, apparently But actually, if you think about it, once you get there, you work very nicely because
have to get there first.
Yeah, that's why the incentives, for instance, the intention of the incentives is to make you save money in the transportation, for instance. Mm-hmm. So we always say shooting in Rome would cost you exactly the same as shooting, or even less, actually, shooting in Sardinia sometimes. Oh, yeah. Because we, for instance, we provide a lot of free services, and we are able to give in exclusivity locations that would not have access to the public. And last but not least, this idea of the sustainable protocols that we keep defending, also in Venice we have various events on this, are actually attracting very sensible production and producers that are very interested in making the difference in the industry, also in the way that the production impacts on the environment. So not only topics that are related to the region. You know, Sardinia is a great landscape for science fiction as well as for drama. So I keep saying, you guys just have to come and explore it, and I'll be able to tell you more hopefully in the next couple of months, because there are interesting projects coming up.
So to all the producers listening to Fred Radio, please go on the Sardinia Film Commission website.
Yeah, sardiniafilmcommission.it.
Get in touch with Navina and just go there.
Absolutely.
Just go there and visit.
We will kidnap you for good, for once.
Will be a good way of being kidnapped, actually.
Absolutely.
So thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
So Angela Cherubi, Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.